I want to go back to the Mari Nevuah, according to the Rambam, in Vayera. Okay? So we were trying to analyze, I mean, this Chazal. The basic idea of Chazal are saying on this little piece of Gemara here on Al Yishan Adam and Aminag. So what Chazal are saying is that even in the realm of the subjective, that a person, in other words, a person should not assume absolutes in the realm of the subjective. That's really what the Gemara is saying. Even though absolutely you have a reason for doing your minig, but you should subordinate yourself to the minig amakom, because that's kavod adam. Kavod adam is not to, in the face of, in the presence of others who've established the minig, even though it's dvarim shel mavakach, it doesn't make any difference. What difference does it make to do it this way or that way? But that's the way they do it. So kavod ha'adam demands that you subordinate yourself to their derech. That's kavod ha'adam. It's a matter of kavod ha'adam. It's all the world of emotions, and there's no reality there. But they chose to express their emotions in this specific way. So by you keeping your emotional method, you're really causing strife, and you're really rejecting them. It's a subjective rejection, and that's not good. That's not a good thing for man. That's a bad midah. It's a bad midah. What Chazal is saying is that what Chazal are really saying is that when a person comes to a place, if you want to put it in more subtle terms, what Chazal are saying is when a person comes to a place where the minhag ha'makom is established and it goes against his own nihug, there is in him a conflict. There arises in him a conflict. The conflict is between his own narcissistic qualities, which want to retain his own nihug, against the nihug of the rabbim, and with the that's one side, but the other side is the recognition of the fact that a tzibur is knowing this way, so kavod tzibur and kavod adam demands that you conform to the tzibur. But at the same time, there's a resistance in man. The logic is to conform, because, like you said, it leads to harmony, leads to shalom, and in terms of the efficaciousness of it, there's no question about it. But the midah is also a good midah, because that's part of kavod adam. That's part of kavod adam. And you're in somebody's house and does something a certain way, so kavod, even though it doesn't matter, you do it this way, you do it that way. But it's kavod adam to conform and to do it his way. The person feels a sense of recognition, a sense of acceptance. And if you do it the opposite way, it's a sense of rejection. So because that's the nature of man, a person should give in and not be stubborn and not remain committed to his own narcissistic way. That's what Chazal is saying. You should overcome that emotion. That's what they're saying. Even in things that are unimportant. That's basically the idea. Because the things that are unimportant, in this case, really are important, because in terms of the psychology, in terms of the kavod adam, they assume great importance.
Right. The subject matter is one of
the unimportant. Right. Subject matter is one of the unimportant. Chazal are choosing an extreme case that deals with the essential nature. The Malach Asher is essentially dying. Moshe Rabbeinu essentially eats. So that's a good point. That's a good point. In other words, they're really, in both cases, it's bringing in two different emotions. In the case of the Malach Asheris, it's the emotion of humility, because a person really, they're really on a higher level by nature. So they have to change. So there you have the underlying emotion of a person retaining their superior position. In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a question of a need. So really the examples are, they're giving examples from two different sources. But they're saying doesn't matter what the underlying personal justification is, whether it's a need or whether it's a matter of the person's feeling about themselves and their position. And you have to subordinate all kinds of emotions. That's basically what Chazal is saying. Yes?
Would you say this?
Let's listen. Whatever Avraham Avinu did himself for the Malach Hasharis, so also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levonov Ba'atzmo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did it for Klal Yisrael. V'chol ma she'osa Avram al yedei shaliach, osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu levanav al yedei shaliach. And whatever he did through a shaliach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did also through a shaliach. So the Gemara says, V'ela bakar ratz Avram, so v'ruach nasa meis Hashem. That was by the Slav. Okay? So that one, I mean, is a little bit problematical also. Why? Because that's an onesh. It would seem that the things that he did himself on the first sight, the member would be seeming to praise Avram for things he did himself. So, well, Abakar Ratz Avram did himself, so that's why something good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did something good for Klal Yisrael. But it doesn't really say that, because it says, V'ruach Nasa Me'etz Hashem, and that was Vayoga Salvim in Ayom. And that was Kivras HaTaiva. That was the whole downfall of the Kivras HaTaiva. So it's a funny kind of thing in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying something Avram did himself. You'd expect that therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu did something good for us. But it wasn't really good. I mean, it was Shasham Kavar Sama Mesavim. Was the whole mice with the Slav. Adashi Yetzei Me'apchem. And then they all died eating. So, I mean, it's a funny kind of a connection there. Okay. But anyways, then the next one is V'ruach Nasa Me'es Hashem. I'm sorry, V'yikachem Avacholov, Hinini Mamtil Lachem Lachem in Hashemayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that Ba'atzma. And Avram did it Ba'atzma. V'hu Omer Aleim Tachas Ha'etz. So it says that he stood by them Tachas Ha'etz. So Hinini Omer Lefanech Hashem Al Atzur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself taught Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says, Hinni Yamel Lefnei Hashem Al Atzur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma was Omed Lefnei Moshe by the Tzur in Chorev, and that is V'Kisa Batzur V'Yatzum Men Ma'im V'Shasa Ha'am. So that was Maso Mariva. So it's a funny thing that the same Maso Mariva is interpreted in two ways. That v'hu omed aleihem tachas ha'etz, hinni omed lefnech Hashem al atzur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did. And then a little, you skip, then it says, v'avram ha'lechem amed l'shalchom, so v'ashem ha'lechem neyem yomom is the amed onon. And then yukach no ma'at mayim is v'kisa batzur. And v'kisa batzur is the same Masa Mariva. So in Masa Mariva you have both. You have HaKadosh Baruch Hu did himself, and then also v'kisa batzur is l'yidei shliach. It's a funny kind of a thing. I mean, the whole thing is funny. It's not like two different events. It's in the same event. And what is the Hinni Yomel Lefnei Hashem Al Atzur? So what does that show? I mean, that what? I mean, what is the what did he do? I mean, what does it mean? What does it even mean? I see Rashi doesn't explain it. I mean, what does it mean? What does it mean? Yes. So. Another question is, I mean, it's still a strange thing. I mean, what did he do there? What was done? And another question is that the Gemara seems to say whatever he did, which we mentioned last time, whatever he did, Ayideh Shliach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Ayideh Shliach. There's only one case like that. The Gemara just mentions one case, V'kisa Batzur. And from Yukach Namat Mayim. So what do you mean, whatever? It's just one. The other ones are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. Okay, a lot of problems in the Maimah Chazal, okay? And then the Gemara goes on and says, Upligi the Rab Chama Rabbi Chanina. Then this argues with Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, Da'ama Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, V'chein Tana Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, B'schar Shlosha Zochel L'Shlosha. B'schar Chema V'cholov Zochel L'mon. So Rashi says that's the same as the previous Mandamar. Okay? B'schar V'omed Aleihem, because of the reward of Amar Lam Zachu L'Amar Anon. So, and B'schar Yukach No Ma'at Mayim Zachu L'Be'era Shel Miriam. So, Rashi says, Hainu Nami V'Kisa Batzur. So, that's the same one that he doesn't argue on. Ba'amar Anon Pligi. They're arguing on the Amar Anon. What's the Machlokas? The Machlokas seems to be, where do you learn out the Amar Anon from? V'Avram Holichimam L'Shalchom? Okay, V'Avram Holichimam L'Shalchom, is that where you derive the Amar Anon? Or the Amar Anon is derived from V'Omed Aleihem. V'Omed Aleihem. I mean, so what's the significance?
So are they both cases doing
directly? Yeah, they're both cases doing directly, but the Rashi seems to say the only machlokas is where you derive the Amaranon. Is it derived from Vu Omed Aleim, or derived from the pasuk, from the fact that it was from the fact of a Vavram Holichim Al Mashalcham? According to the first one, it was from Vavram Holichim Al Mashalcham. I mean, what's the significance of this? Of this whole machlokes, and it is very, very difficult. I mean, according to Rashi, you could say plain shot is that the Amar Anan had two qualities. One quality in the Amar Anan was that it led the way, and the other quality in the Amar Anan is that it gave them comfort, gave them a certain comfort. I think every year a while ago, I showed from Rashi that the Amar Anan was really a come down. The fact that they needed the Amar Anan, it gave them a certain security. This Gemara corroborates that. So the question is, if you learn it from Vu Omed Aleihem, so it means that while the guests were there, so Avraham Avinu was very considerate, and he stood by them, he gave them comfort, so he was concerned that they shouldn't be uneasy, because he's in somebody else's house, on somebody else's grounds, and you're eating by yourself, you know, you feel maybe the Baal HaBayis is makbid, you know, so if the Baal HaBayis stands there and stays with you, and you see that he's delighted in having you, so it gives the guest a certain comfort. So that's the mandama that derives the amadana from Vu Omed Aleihem. That's the second mandama. The other mandama apparently holds that the essence of the amadana was really to lead them, manchosam baderach. So then it's Vavram holechimam l'shalcham, because he was malava them. So he was malava them, it means that he went with them, and yes. No, you're right. It seems to be, the difference seems to be between being malava them, because Vavram holichimam l'shalcham, he was malava them, and between just being with them and giving them comfort. I mean, that seems to be what Chazal are arguing about. In other words, on the contrary, what we said after we changed what we said before. In other words, it's not a matter of leading them, is the practical. That's the practical. But they're not talking about the practical. They're talking about the emotional. So the emotional is on two different emotions. One is being malava them, and the other emotion is being with them and giving them a certain sense of security. That's the machlekes. So was it because he was Avram Holichim Am L'Shalchem, because he was Malava them, so that's why Klal Yisrael was Zocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with them and be Malava them, the sense of being Malava them, or was it simply the security that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with them? I mean, that seems to be the two different dimensions there. In other words, there were two auxiliary dimensions in the Amar Anan. One was the fact that they had the security that God is with them, but Hashem holich imam yom bamer onam and chosn derech olala bamer eish lo elam, the sense of security, or the sense that he's malava them. Yeah, well, see, I would say like this: to be malava is kavod adam. Malava is kavod adam. That's why you have alvoyas ames. What is alvoyas ames? It's kavod ames. It's the recognition and the honor of the individual. So that makes the person feel good. I mean, that's kavod adam. So that's why a guest is supposed to be malava him. What does that mean, you malava him? You just don't let him go. He leaves the house. Okay, I'm finished with you. He walks out. So that lacks in, the person feels a lack in terms of his own kavod, his own significance. So to be malava somebody means a recognition of the kavod ha'odom. That's the halacha of achilush siya eish al achilush siya levaya. That in hachnasas orchim, the emotions are more important than the actual sustenance even. So the levaya, I think we want to say levaya is a big ischar, if I'm not mistaken. So it means the kavod ha'odom, the kavod ha'odom. So one is kavod adam, and the other one is a certain sense of easiness that the person has in the situation. So if omed aleihem, if you omed, he stood by them, so he made them feel comfortable. He made them feel easy, at ease with themselves. So the Amar Onan apparently served two different functions. One function was to make them just simply feel at ease, the fact that the Shechina is there. And the other function was for their kavod ha'odom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melava them. So those two dimensions is really what the machlokes is. That's the way Rashi learns the machlokes. Rashi learns the machlokes in the two side beneficial dimensions of the Amar Onan. Of course, it had a practical dimension of Ranchos Madarach, but then there were side dimensions. So the machlokes is, what was the essential side dimension? Was it the fact that kavod for Klal Yisrael, it felt a certain dignity and made them feel good, or was it the fact that they felt a certain easiness because the Shechina is there, v'omed aleihem, a certain security, a certain easiness about themselves? That's the machlokes. Okay? Even the Rambam says that all the miracles in the desert were for practical reasons, but it doesn't mean that in the miracle there weren't side benefits. There weren't side benefits. If it weren't for the practical, the miracle would not have occurred. But since the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tzadik chonein v'nosein, so once God is a nosein already, and he does the miracle, there are many dimensions that he creates within that miracle that are beneficial for the person. That's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Yes. I think that's what Chazal are pointing out. Chazal are pointing out the fact that in a nes, which is a practical nes, the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's a chonein v'nosein, that he adds additional dimensions there. Dimensions that make the person feel good, that are beneficial, psychologically beneficial. That's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's what the Chazal is saying, really. But the question is, which one is the essential one? The fact that they felt that he had ease and the security, or the fact that was it covered Adam, or was it the other emotion? Yes. The plain shot is, I mean, the plain shot in the mimer is that since he did it himself, so that's why he was Mizaka, his offspring, and God did it for his offspring. But like I said, I mean, what does it mean? I mean, what's the concept and what's the... Yes. And what difference does it make, things that God did himself or that was done through Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, what difference does that make? What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have hit the stone. I mean, this was mentioned last time. I mean, it should have been what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have hit the stone. And the whole Maimer Chazal is difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand.
Yes.
In Kavod Adam, there's also a sense of security. If a person makes you feel good, so you don't need his security. You have your own security. I mean, it works on the person's emotion. So it's hard to say in these things. There are different dimensions to each one of these things. But like, so the thing is, what I wanted to go back to the basic idea that we wanted to say was that in the Mari HaNavua, what was the essence of the Mari HaNavua? The essence of the Mari HaNavua really was that, what did Avraham Avinu see? Vayisoinu vayar. What did he see in the Mari HaNavua? In the Mari HaNavua, he saw the future of Klal Yisrael through the Besura to Sarah, and he saw also the safeguard of Klal Yisrael by the destruction of Saddam, that Saddam could not coexist with the plan for Avraham Avinu. That was really what he saw in the Mari HaNavua, and he saw why. And he was mespalel, and then Lot had greater insight. I don't know whether Avram had the Mari HaNavua of Lot. I mean, that I don't know. And it could be he also had the Mari HaNavua. But Lot had insight into why they had to be destroyed, Hiku Basan Verim, because there was no end to the evil. I mean, it was unlimited. It wasn't something which could be tolerated. It was unrestrained completely, and such a society can't exist. So that's what we mentioned last time in terms of the Mari HaNavua. But what I wanted to do this time, I wanted to go back a little. That's the main idea. But now the Gemara is going into the details of Yukach Namat Mayim, Dalabakar Ratz Avram, all these details. And the Gemara has this machlokas in the details. Is it because everything that Avram did himself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future did Ba'atzmo, and everything that he did al-Day Shaliach. So, oh yeah, there was one more question we had. The question was, why is it called Be'er Shel Miriam? when the Gemara says, according to the second Mandamar, who argues that really, that why were we zocha to the Beresha Miriam was Yukach Namat Mayim, zochu le Beresha Miriam. So it should be Beresha Avram. Why? That's the Marsha's question. It should be Beresha. What? Okay. All right. Right. But the Gemara doesn't say we were zocha because of Yishmael. Okay. But so the thing is that what? That's good joke. Good joke. Good joke. But the all right. So at any rate, but I mean, but that remains a question. I mean, that was Marsha's question. Marsha's question was Beirosh El Miriam should really be Beirosh El Avram. Okay, that was one of the questions that we raised last time. Okay. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to go back a little bit into the something I mentioned a couple of weeks ago at the bris of the baby of Moshe Menachem's baby, that the Gemara in the Darm. So the Gemara in the Darm mentions, the Gemara in the Darm says, the Mishnah says that Avram wasn't Nikra Tumim. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Avram wasn't Nikra Tumim until he was Mo. Why? Because it says, Es halach lefane ve'yesamim, ve'et nabrisi b'ni ve'necha. Okay? So the Mishnah says, you see, he wasn't called a Tumim until the bris. So my question was that it's not true, because it doesn't say, the pasuk does not say that his halach lefanai veyesomim bebrisi. It's two different things. His halach lefanai veyesomim, first do that, so tmimus comes first, and then veyet nabrisi beini avenecha. So he was nikra tumim before the bris, apparently. Because in order to get the bris, he had to be a tumim. Okay? So the question is, I mean, the Mishnah just doesn't make any sense. It just literally doesn't make any sense. Because the Mishnah is saying he wasn't considered a tumim until the bris itself. But that's from the Pasuk Asalafon of Eyei Samim. But that's really just the opposite of the Pasuk. And the one that asked the question, I found the question looking around. I thought I couldn't find it in too many sources. But then I found it in the Taisus Yantif. Asked it on the Mishnayos, Pirshu Mishnayos. He asked the question. Same question. He says, see, Tamimus came before Bris. So why is Gemara saying, well, Nikotam until Achamo? So anyways, but the question is an open question. I'm just saying, like some people, if you like authorities, so you have an authoritative source that asks the question. But the question is an open question. It's Alephon of a Yesam is first, and then Vietna Bris Veni of Anecha. So my answer was that the mitzvah itself had a shame, was an edus. That sometimes a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and there's a reason for the mitzvah, but sometimes the mitzvah is a pronouncement. It's edus, it's a statement. That the mitzvah of bris was a statement of Avram Avinu's perfection. So what the Gemara is saying is that Godol HaMila, Mila is very great. Why? Because Mila is a kriyas shame in Avram of perfection. It's not just a Maisa mitzvah. But it really is, it's a kriyas shame of perfection. It's an announcement that Avram Avinu is perfect. So the shame of bris Mila is a shame of perfection and shlemus Adam. That's really the mitzvah is an edus. Moa edus v'chukim v'mishpatim. So you have three different types of mitzvahs. So you have mishpat, you have a chok, and then you have edus. Edus is like Shabbos is edus. But the Torah is edus l'chol boi olam, that there's a bori olam. So certain mitzvahs are done just mechanically, and there are, of course, reasons behind them, but and you have to search for the reason, but certain mitzvahs are definitive statements in themselves. So that's what the Mishnah really means. It's halach lefanai ve'yesamim, that you should become perfected. And if you become perfected, then ve'et nabrisi b'ni v'enecha. So it means the bris will be a kriyas shame that you are perfected. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says, lo nikra sholem achemo. Achemo. And then I mentioned, Nagavorch, it's worth, I think it's worth repeating, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, I think it's Mitzvah Ches, that the Ramban doesn't have. He has the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. And he quotes this pasuk, which means that The mitzvah was that Avraham Avinu should remove himself as far as humanly possible from all types of superstition. All types of superstition. And all types of beliefs in anything else besides the Borei Olam and Schar V'Onesh. That everything else is sheker. So apparently it shows you an interesting thing. I mean, it shows you that the Midas HaOdom is, even on a very highly perfected person, you can't uproot completely those tendencies. Those tendencies are very powerful. Because otherwise the mitzvah wouldn't be given to Avraham Avinu. What does he need it for? I mean, he was already perfected. I mean, who could be as perfect as Avraham Avinu at that moment, at that time, when he received this mitzvah of his halach lefana? But apparently, even he still had certain unruly tendencies that he had to deal with and remove and reach the ultimate shleimus Adam. So you see that the nature of man is rooted in certain mystical tendencies. That's why the Miri says Chazal allowed the Hamon Am to do certain things, even though they were superstitious things. Because you have to have a tolerance for them, because the fact is that it's something which is deeply rooted in man, and you can't just uproot it. I mean, if Avraham Avinu at his age is mechuyev to try to go further and remove every aspect, every slight emotion, I mean, so you see that it's something which is not easy for a person to overcome. It's a powerful, powerful force. And a powerful force, and most people cannot get rid of it, but the Torah demands a person rise to a certain level. So, at least to a certain level. And the mitzvah of Tamat Yom HaShem HaLekech apparently is an infinite mitzvah. It's an infinite mitzvah. It's a mitzvah the person always has to work on, because the nature of man is such that he always slips back to these type of things. It's deeply rooted in his psyche. So that was the mitzvah. But and the bris, and that's why the bris is really it makes him a ben bris, the concept of ben bris, because it means that it's shleimus adam. The mitzvah is one which is begufo, so it really makes a difference in the gavra, in the person himself, and it reflects the idea that the person is perfected, shleimus adam. So the mitzvah is edus, and that's why the Gemara says gadol amila. So what does it mean, Gadol Amila, his Salah of Yisrael? It means like this. It means that Avraham Avinu was mezaka all of us through his perfection, through his shlemus. Because through his shlemus, a mitzvah was created, and the mitzvah is really shlemus Adam. That's the definition and the essence of the mitzvah. And because of that, when we do the mitzvah, so we participate and partake and are elevated and reminded of the Tama Mitzvah, not only not the Tama Mitzvah, but the Eidus of the Mitzvah, and this keeps us on the highest level. So his Halech Lefanei Ve'yei Samim resulted in a Mitzvah. And that Mitzvah is something which, for Dore Doros, benefits Klal Yisrael. But the concept that was introduced there was a, see, the question everybody says, what's the difference between the Bris Bein Absarim and between the Bris Milah? I mean, they're both the same. Because in Bris Bein Absarim, God promised them the same thing. That, Vayomo Krasat Hashem is Bris Lemo. Lazarachon Nasate Esorat Zazos. Minahar Mitzrayim Adanoa Gadol Nahar Pras. Okay? And then in the Bris Milah also, for Nasati l'chol zarchach recha yisrael migurecha is kol eretz kanan l'chuz asolam v'yisri lehem l'alekim. So what's the difference? What's the difference really? But I think the difference is expressed not in the Yerusha, but in the ideas of the Yerusha. What were the ideas of the Bris Bein Absarim? What's the essence of the Bris Bein Absarim? The essence of the Bris Bein Absarim is B'mo'edak Yerushana. That's what Avraham Avinu asked. He asked God, he said, B'mo'edak Yerushana. With what? How is this possible? What it means is that Avraham Avinu understood very well teaching people, and he understood influencing people and giving them the right ideas. And there was a big hamon that followed him and listened to his words and listened to his ideas, like the Ramses and thousands. So he knew how to do that. He knew how that works. And he also knew that he needs to have a bain in order for that system to continue. That apparently he knew that psychologically the people won't follow somebody who's a stranger, even if he's a great thinker. So that's why Avraham Avinu said about a bris ben Avraham, "Uven meshek beisi damasik aliyezer, and even beisi yerushasi." So therefore, he was given the avtacha that he would have a bain. But not only was he given the avtacha to have a bain, but he was given the avtacha that it would be from his zera, there would be the whole kiyum of all his ideas will be mekuyim through his offspring. And it'll be a system, a different kind of a system than he envisioned. He envisioned a system that was based upon his influence in the world, and that this system of the world will continue. No, that system will not continue. But a different system will continue, and Yadoa Teda, and they'll have to go down to Mitzrayim, but after Mitzrayim, they'll come out of Mitzrayim, and from there will emerge a whole nation, from Yitzias Mitzrayim will emerge a whole nation that'll be the ones that carry on his ideas. So he was struck by that. I mean, it was completely different from what he had in mind. He was just trying to continue what he had. So he asked God, "Bama Eidah Ki Yerushenu." How could it be such a thing? I mean, a system that's not based on a world system where people are attracted, and you have the whole world and that's attracted constantly to the system. And based on that, the system continues to a system that's based upon a national group that has the same biological heritage, which is Avraham Avinu. I mean, it's a whole different type of a guarantee. I mean, b'moedah ki roshenu. So that was his question. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered his question, and he said, "Kachli egel meshulosh v'ayel meshulosh v'tar v'gozol." So the schus hakabonis, which means to say that a system will be given to Klal Yisrael, which will teach them to redirect their emotions, and a whole big Torah will be given. And it mentions kabonis because kabonis are essential. Because kabbonis really, what is the idea of kabbonis? And kabbonis, the main idea of a person is he wants to sacrifice for God. But that's the wrong idea. That a person can't sacrifice for God, but a person can only sacrifice for himself. And l'reach nichoach ishel ad Hashem is the fact that the person accomplishes the kiyum ha-mitzvah kil chasa. That's really the value. And the value is for the person. The value is for the person. But through kabbonis, So the direction is changed from the self in terms of sacrificing the self to the concept of listening to mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being under the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it goes from the self to self-centered motivation to a motivation that's centered in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole essence of the system of kabbonis. But it's not just kabbonis. I mean, it's a lot of mitzvahs. It's basa b'chalav. I mean, it's the mitzvahs of arayis, prishamei arayis. It's onik Shabbos. It's all these mitzvahs that have to do with taking the emotions of man, nida, and causing them to go into realms where they're tied to mitzvahs Hashem. So the whole system of the Torah really was revealed to Avraham Avinu, and that was the answer that was given to him. That was the bris ben Absarim. That was the bris ben Absarim. But then in the bris milah, something new was added. A new idea was added. What was that idea? The idea was that the shleimus of Avraham Avinu, that his shleimus would be a means to the shleimus of his offspring. That was added in the bris milah. See, that was a different dimension. The first was just an answer to his question, "Mamoedak Yerushana." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered and told him how. But the second thing was a completely different idea, that it depends on the shleimus of Avraham Avinu. If Avraham Avinu can perfect himself even further, so then his offspring will be able to be perfected. And that was his halach lefanei ve'yeh summit. So it was a different dimension, a completely different dimension in bris milah than in bris ben absarim. Two different concepts. One was the means of perfection, and the other was something completely different. Completely different. What was different? What was different was that somehow or other, the perfection of the avos is a means to perfect their offspring, the Zer Avram. And that was what was added in the concept of Bris Milah. A different idea, different idea. Okay? Now, Avram Avinu, you see, had a big desire to understand how these things work. He had a big desire, a great desire to understand how in the future Klal Yisrael will unravel. That was something he wanted to know. B'mor Eidaki Roshenu. So he had a curiosity, an intellectual curiosity about the Ummah and how the Ummah is going to reach its goal and become the Ummah Yisraelis, the Ummah that's Miyachid Hashem, the separate Ummah, the Mamlachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. He wanted to know how that's possible. And he was curious as to how exactly this will take place and the vehicles through which the perfection of the Ummah can be brought about. Okay? So that was the Bris Bein Apsar. So now let's go back to the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Okay? So the Gemara and Bava Metzia says the first mandamar. That the first mandamus says, "Kol Masha Osa Avram LaMalach Hashem is Baatzmo Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu Levana Baatzmo, V'Kol Masha Osa Avram Ayde Shliach Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu Levana Ayde Shliach." The Labakarot Avram, the Ruach Nasa Meisad Hashem. So we asked the question. We said, "But that really is that was an onish." You see, that was an onish, and the Kisa Batzur, that was Ayde Shliach. Is the only one that's mentioned, right? But I think the Pshat is different. The pshat is, what the Gemara is really revealing, according to the Rambam, is what the Marei HaNavua was about. That it was all in Marei HaNavua that he was seeing these things. But the Am Yisrael was put together through two things. Through Sirsur, through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah was given through a shliach, through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Gemara says that the person, the Yerushalmi says, that the Balkari has no right to be a Matargim. Why? Because Ma Torah Nitna Al Yedei Sirsur, Af At Al Yedei Sirsur. So Kriyas HaTorah is a re-representation of Maamar HaSinai. So the Balkari can't assume the role of the Matargim because then there's no appearance of a Sirsur. So Sirsur is very important. The fact that we had Moshe Rabbeinu as Sirsur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself couldn't do it. It had to be Al Yedei Sirsur. So, but on the other hand, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved in himself in developing the Ummah. So there's a whole science here of how the Ummah came about through these two methods. One method was through the Shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was one method. And the other method was sometimes no. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Hineni manti lechem lechem min ha-shamayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had very little to do with it, nothing to do with it. And the Kisa Batzur, there was necessary to have through the shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there, without the shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu doing it, it wouldn't be effective. It would not be effective. So you see, bringing about Klal Yisrael into what it became was not a simple matter, but it was a difficult science which was dependent upon two things. When the Rebbe was important, and when the Rebbe simply could not be used, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to intervene himself. So, V'ruach Nasa Meisar Hashem, what does that mean? That means that Musar, that onesh had to be mipi agvura. Had to be from God Himself, and through Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't be good. The kisa batzur, that instance was through Moshe Rabbeinu was the right way. You see, so according to this chazal, what was the Marei HaNavua reflecting in the details? The main part of the Marei Nevuah was the survival of Klal Yisrael through the Nevuah to Sarah, and that the Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, and the destruction of Saddam. That was the main thing. But then there are all these little elements in the Marei Nevuah. So what are these elements? Like the Ramban says, what do you mean the Labaka Ratzavan? What, nothing happened? I mean, so what's the significance of it? But according to this Gemara, I think we can understand perhaps a little bit into gain some insight into how the Rambam understood the Mari HaNavuah. What Chazal is saying is every one of these things, that's why the Gemara says that all the things that were done through a shliach, it only mentions one, but it means in the Mari HaNavuah there were many things. There were things that perhaps are not even recorded in the Torah. So it means the whole system of Klal Yisrael and how it was brought about through the two methods. One method was a Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, and one method was only through a shliach. And each method had to be used in each place specifically in order to accomplish the objective. Okay, in order to accomplish the objective. So that's the first mandama. That's the first mandama. That, according to the Rambam, is the whole, all the incidents in the Ma'ariv HaNavuah. Is what are those incidents? They were really giving Avraham Avinu knowledge of all the events that were to take place and how the nation was built through the two methods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, when and why it was necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, and why, also when and why it was necessary to have Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yedei, who was the Shliach. Okay, that's really the first mandama. So according to the first mandama, really, what is the Mari HaNavuah of Avraham Avinu answering? What is it answer? What is it responding to? The Bris Ben Absarim. Right? I mean, the Bris Ben Absarim, that was Avraham Avinu's question. B'mo Eidaki Roshenah. So, Vayera Ilov Hashem Beilone Mamre, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the Nevuah to Avraham Avinu, he was giving him further knowledge of B'mo Eidaki Roshenah. Further knowledge. B'mo Eidaki Roshenah was just the beginning. Just the methods of the Torah and how these methods are, how these methods are capable of bringing about the desired results. But over here was showing even more the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the system, but the Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it was the Nihug Ba'atzmo when that was necessary, or when the Nihug was Ayde Shliach. That's the first mandama, and that's why the Gemara says. Upligi de Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, de Amar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, the Chen Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Beschar Shlosha Zochu Lishlosha, Beschar Chem of Acholav Zochu Laman, Beschar Vu Omer Aleim Zochu Lamaronan, Beschar Yichna Ma'ayim Zochu LeBereshal Miriam. What does it mean? What does it mean? Pligi, not like Rashi's learning. The Rambam can learn differently. It's not simply that they're arguing on the Amar Onan, whether it's derived from this pasuk or this dimension or that dimension. No, it's a totally different machlekes. What is this, when you say b'schar shlosh zochel shlosh? What does that mean? B'schar shlosh zochel shlosh. What answer? What is the nevuah answering? Bris Mila, exactly. Bris Mila, because Bris Mila was his halach lefanei ve'yesomim. So what does that mean? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, your perfection is going to result in the perfection of Klal Yisrael. How your nihug. So Bischar Shlosha Zachul Shlosha was an insight through the Mari HaNavuah in how the Shlemus of Avraham Avinu will perfect Klal Yisrael for Dari Daras. You see? That's a pligi the Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina. The Machlekes really is in the Gemara Bab Metzia is what was this Mari HaNavuah? Was it a Mari HaNavuah that was a furtherance of the Bris Ben Absarim, the Bamo Eidaki Roshena, or whether it was a furtherance of the Bris Mila of this Halech Lefane Ve'yesamim? That's really the Machlekes in the Gemara. Those are the two days in the Gemara, you see. So in both of them hold that the Mari HaNavuah gave Avraham Avinu insight into something philosophical and practical that had to do with Klal Yisrael and with Nihug HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, and especially with Klal Yisrael, which is Chachmas Hashem. But the question was, what was the subject matter? Was the subject matter of the Bris Ben Absarim, an extension of the Bris Ben Absarim, or was it really the Yitzhalech Lefanei Ve'yesam B'schus Shlosha Zochu L'Shlosha? So B'schus, the fact that he did these three things, so Klal Yisrael was Zoha. Okay, so now we have to just go back and see if we can answer all the questions. So what's the answer to the question of Beresh or Miriam? What's the answer? Why is it called Beresh or Miriam and not Beresh or Ephraim? What's the answer? The answer is very simple. The answer is a person has Bechira. So a person, Bizman Hazeh, does a mitzvah. And he's Mezakeh the Tzibur. So by doing the mitzvah, he's being Mezakeh the Tzibur. Correct? Okay, so whose schus is it? His. He did the mitzvah. But let's say because of Avram Avinu, his Bechira was put on a certain plane. So would you say it's the schus of Avram Avinu? Or his schus? The answer is both are correct. Both are correct. In other words, if you're talking about directly, who directly accomplished it, so it's the individual directly accomplished it later. But if it weren't for the schus, if it weren't for Avram Avinu, he wouldn't be on the plane of Bechira where he could accomplish it. So therefore, it's really Avram Avinu's schus. So it's like Ibn Ezra says about a malach. Who did it, the malach or Kadosh Baruch Hu? It says both right. The malach did it, not Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. The malach is if you want to talk about the immediate cause, it's the malach. If you want to talk about the ultimate cause, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they're both right. The same thing is true over here. The question is that is it Be'ero Shel Miriam or is it Be'ero Shel Avram? The answer is both is correct. But it's always called Beresh or Miriam because she was the one that was directly responsible. You don't go back. Otherwise, you couldn't give anybody credit. Everything would be belonged to Avram Avinu. But so it's Beresh or Miriam is because you give credit to the schus of the person that does it directly. They deserve the credit because they're the ones that exercise their bechira and accomplish it directly. Of course, without Avram Avinu, they couldn't accomplish it. Okay. But there's no tie to the sasri between this Gemara and between the concept of Beresh and Miriam. All right? Yes? Just explain about yesterday. Somebody asked me a question. Because the Ram Shita is, Ram says that if you say something is a simen, that's okay. Like I say, since I moved into this house, everything went good. He says, that's okay. He says, but why? He says, because you're not doing a maisa. You're not planning an action based on that. So, actually, was Moshe Menachem asked, so what, now what's the concept? At the time, I really didn't, I was talking about whether it's osur or not. But, you see, I think the idea over there is like this. Ram says it's mutter. Why is that mutter? Because, you see, there could be, Chazal say that a person that's on a very high level, they can give him a simen min hashamayim, a sign min hashamayim. There is realms of nevuah like that, low levels of nevuah. That like Chazal said to the Tinoch, you know, psokli psukecha. So it's a kind of nevuah, and there is such a thing. So you can't say that min hashamayim, God would not give anybody ever a simen l'tov. That's not true. Maybe the person is tzaddik and he's roi and he needs that simen so he can be zocha to that. But for a person to cause his action to go by that means that then it's superstition. Because that means he's saying, I know this is this, and his will is, he's going by his will that it should be that way, is making him believe that he's going to do an action. So to do an action is usher. But for the person to say that, that's not usher. It's probably not true for an average person. But you see, but that's mutter. You can't usher it because it's embedded in the nature of man. So you have to respect the fact that it's very difficult for a person to uproot all these kind of emotions. So a thing which has a truth and is a possible truth, as long as the person doesn't say, this is definitely a sign from God and I'm doing this, then it's already superstition of Avodah Zarah. But if the person says, look, maybe that was a simen min hashamayim, that the hashgacha is changing for me. There's nothing bad about that, because since there is such a possibility, even though it may not be true in this fellow's case, but it's not considered evil because it still is in the realm of Torah and the ideas of Torah. So Torah tolerates that. It's mutter. That's what the Ram means. But anyway, he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to do it, but he says it's mutter. It's mutter. I mean, that seems to be a cloud with all the avos. That their perfection was translated into Dore Doros, into the whole Klal Yisrael. But how does that work? It requires us. Yes. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. By Masa Omeriva, Hinni Omed Lefonecha Alatzur Shem Bachorev, and the Kiso Batzur. So apparently, that he was zochet to that. Why? Because according to the first memra, because Vu Omed Alehem, right? Vu Omed Alehem. I mean, that seems to be that Moshe Rabbeinu. What it means was that in Masa Omeriva. Was such a difficult experience for Moshe Rabbeinu that he had to have the siyata d'shmaya of Hinni Omed Lefanecha, Shama Latzur B'Chorev, that he had the comfort of the Shechina. He needed the comfort of the Shechina in order to v'kisa batzur, in order to accomplish the Masa Mariva. He himself needed the comfort of the Shechina. That's really the plain shot. Hinni Omed Lefanecha Latzur Shama B'Chorev. So apparently the Shekhinah comforted him and gave him the strength to do it. Gave him the strength to do it. And that was Keneged Vu Omed Alehem. Keneged Vu Omed Alehem. But it wasn't Bischus that. It wasn't Bischus that. That's the difference between the first Memra and the second Memra. In the first Memra, it was things that he saw in Mara Hanavua which reflected ideas in the future concerning how the Am will be forged, you see. And according to the second Memra, it was things that he did that directly was responsible for Klal Yisrael because of his chusim and the concept that how the others perfected themselves to the nth degree made a difference in Dari Daras. And it could be not just the others. I mean, it could be us too. I mean, that how a person perfects himself, even if it's beino lamakom, but can affect dori doris of people, the level of perfection. Yes.
In the second way,
it's pointing to certain aspects of his shlemos. It's pointing to certain aspects of his shlemos in the second way. You see, and those aspects of his shlemos were responsible for years later for Klal Yisrael to be able to have those events that made it possible for them to exist. That's the second way. So it's a mashal. In other words, in the Marian Avu, he saw something, and when he saw it, he understood what it was referring to in terms of his shlemos. Okay, but it was a Marian Avu. That's the way Marian Avu always works. It's an event, but you have to extrapolate from the event what the underlying quality is. So he understood when he saw Velabakarat Avram, a certain quality of perfection that he had. You see, and that quality was responsible for Klal Yisrael being the beneficiaries of that quality. Yes. Old Matas Koluni. That's correct. You're right. Old Matas Moa Salomas, Old Matas Koluni. Right, that's right. Adan is right. So that's why he needed Hinni Omed Lefanecha Shama Latzur B'Chorev. Very good. According to the Rambam, the Machlokas fits in very nicely, very beautifully. And all those events, you see, there's a Chazal that supports the idea that all those events could very well be Marei Nevuah, and they have significance in terms of Marei Nevuah, either in terms of a limud of how the Am was able to be created and sustained, or in terms of his perfection and how his perfection was translated into later Doros, having that perfection. Okay? Yeah, why slave? No, there's no problem now. Why? Because if it meant that because he did such a great thing, so God did a great thing for us, so you can't say, well, Bakar Ratzavim was very nice. He ran for them. They received his hospitality. It's very nice. But the Slav wasn't really hospitality. I mean, yes, it's true. It was. You could say it was necessary to have the Slav. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, my only busa. Yeah, but it was really to their downfall. So that's a little bit differently than treating guests and making them enjoy a meal. So achnas orchem was an onish. But what it meant was that it was insight into why that onish had to be brought about me'akadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. And it couldn't be brought about habesh shlichon lakam. But that was not through a shlich would not accomplish the goal. you say.
What?
That's the first way. The second way doesn't deal with it. I don't believe so. The second one is, doesn't mention it. But you see, that's a good point. The point is, it's not real. Why doesn't the second way mention all these things? Because these Chazal are not trying to go into everything here. Because these are Mari Hanavuf from Avinu. It's not, you know what I mean, something we can't understand, really. We have a right to think into these things. I mean, it could try to go deeper. But we'll never understand like Avraham Avinu did. So the Gemara is not really interested in taking up every little point. It wants to show you the general picture of what the Mara Hanavua was. That's really what it was trying to show you. So according to the first Mandamar, it's one general picture. According to the second one, it's a different picture. But it only took the Schar Shlosh, Zorch Shlosh. But the other things that happened were also in that same vein. Yes. That's true. I mean, Velabakar Razavram, there is the platform of Schus Ovos, which allows the Mara Hanavua to take that form, even according to the first day. I mean, there's no question about it, because, I mean, nobody denies Schus Ovos. But the question is, what was the insight, the essential insight in the Nevuah? That's a good point. Right. I didn't answer that? Oh, okay. Now, the answer to that question is, because really Chazal are just giving you, in general, the whole idea, but there were many, many, there were other things. There are other things that were done through a shliach. I mean, Chazal are not limiting the Mara Hanavua. So they just took one thing. There were in the Mara Hanavua, because they realized that there were many, many things that could only be done through a shliach. Because now you're talking about a whole system of how the nation is formed, which requires the two methods. So it can't be one thing done through a shliach. I mean, how many things are done through Moshe Rabbeinu? It means he gained in that Mara Hanavua insight through all the things that were necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to do. But we just chose one. I mean, the Mikra, like the Ramban says, the Mikra doesn't have everything. So that's why Chazal used that language, that everything that was done, because they knew it had to be more than just one thing. Okay, so that's why that lashon.